Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Good afternoon. The headlines this afternoon. Mining non-tax revenue rises by 14.98% to over 132 million kwacha. Zambia recorded 2.3 million international tourist arrivals in 2025. And firefighters battle emergency level blazes in Australia heatwave.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. Mines and Minerals Development Minister Paul Kabuswe says the ministry recorded a 14.98% increase in non-tax revenue collection, rising from over 115 million kwacha in 2024 to over 132 million kwacha in 2025. Speaking during a press briefing on the performance of the mining sector in 2025, Mr. Kabuswe has attributed the increase to improved compliance in the payment of mining area charges. He said the number of reportable accidents in the mining sector declined in 2025, with 88 accidents recorded compared to 92 in 2024. However, Mr. Kabuswe has noted that fatalities increased, with 20 deaths recorded in 2025 compared to 12 in 2024.
The ministry also recorded a 14.9% increase in non-tax revenue collection from 115 million in 2024 to 132 million. The increase was attributed to improvement in compliance with regard to payment of mining area charges. The ministry continued campaigns sensitizing the public, not only on formalization but also paying area charges and other fees, including penalty fees paid by erring mining rights holders.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested and jointly charged two health inspectors, Gershom Yanika and Daliso Shumba, for corruption involving 125,000 kwacha. In a statement, ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, said Mr. Yanika, 32, of plot number 2095, Chunga Government Farms, and Mr. Shumba, 34, of Kamwala South, have been jointly charged with four counts of solicitation and receipt of gratification contrary to the laws of Zambia. Ms. Chisanga said the offences were allegedly committed on unknown dates between 1st September 2025 and 23rd January 2026 in Lusaka. She has explained that the two, while acting together in their capacity as health inspectors at Matero First Level Hospital and Matero Main Clinic respectively, solicited and received 20,000 kwacha, 50,000 kwacha, and 30,000 kwacha from Job Mazamba an agronomist at BioQuest AgriScience Limited. She said the money was allegedly received as an inducement or reward for the suspects not to impose a 300,000 kwacha fine on a BioQuest AgriScience Limited shop for poor ventilation and stocking expired agro products following an inspection. Ms. Chisanga has further stated that during the same period, the two suspects also solicited 25,000 kwacha and received 5,000 kwacha from the same complainant for the same purpose. She said the suspects have since been released on bond and are expected to appear in court soon. Munali aspiring candidate Thomas Dipalo says he would consider appointing the current Munali Constituency Member of Parliament, Mike Mposha, as Constituency Development Fund Chairperson if elected after the August 13th general elections, alleging that the MP has failed to deliver meaningful development to the people of Munali. Speaking during Tuesday's edition of the Hot Seat program, Mr. Spalo said Mr. Mposha has not adequately addressed challenges facing residents, particularly in water sanitation, describing him as an absentee MP. He has noted that wards such as Kalikiliki, which he said has never had a school since independence, urgently require key infrastructure, including a school, a police post, and an improved road network, emphasizing the need for effective and transparent utilization of the CDF. Meanwhile, Mr. Spalo has called on the opposition to put its house in order ahead of the August general elections, citing what he described as growing disorganization within opposition ranks.
What we want is CDF to be visible. Izuonika kuti yagwira apa. Pamenta perevera nzeru, let's sit down as leadership of Munali. 2026, as I take over Munali, actually, I'm going to make sure that Mposha will be in charge of CDF. He'll be the constituency chairman, CDF chairman. So that it is equal to sana bwirobwino, as in uza, mfana wanga, panapanga mistake, tete, so, because he's been there, done that, and he knows pamene akangiwa. So, I'm ready to work with him as I take over office.
And Tonse Alliance Council of Leaders member Chanoda Ngwira says PF faction acting president Given Luvinda will not be allowed to hijack the alliance.
The wait is over. Why I'm saying so is that we are not going to entertain or rather give credence to the colleagues that are trying to hijack a process of coming up with a formidable candidate under the Tonse Alliance. The reason is simple. We have come up with a clear roadmap regards helping the people of Zambia. As we speak now, nominations happened last week on presidency or chairmanship. There is Professor Pule as well as Honorable Brian Munduiri. We've done the nominations. By end of this month, I can assure you that we are going to have a person elected as chairman.
Government has officially launched the revised social cash transfer and public welfare assistance scheme guidelines, which take effect today, January 27, 2026. Speaking during the launch, Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba said the revised guidelines mark a renewed drive towards improved service delivery and sustained investment in systems that uphold social welfare. She has explained that the new framework is designed to strengthen the social protection system by making it more structured, transparent, and predictable, adding that the revisions respond directly to lessons learned from the implementation of previous programs.
It's our responsibility to uplift those who need us the most. Social protection is not charity. It is a strategic investment in our people, in human capital, and in national development. The social cash transfer program remains one of government's flagship interventions over the years. It has provided predictable income to vulnerable